Hey, welcome to Back to Melanin Speaking Podcast. How's everyone's doing?
Pretty good.
How's everyone's week going?
I'm alive.
It's stressful.
Why?
It's just a lot to do in a short period of time.
Oh, yeah.
But not relevant to currently. Anyway, yes.
Not relevant because we don't know when this is actually coming out. Probably really far away. But other than that.
Other than that, this weather. Am I right?
We're inside and I'm already sweating. Also, I cannot wait to be in the cold
and
away from all
this. And the winter and then the fall.
Gross. But I'm super excited for today's episode. We have an awesome special guest here today. It's all about health and fitness.
Ooh. And I love Can you hear him?
Right. The only deep voice on here, right? But you, a well-known and respected Clarksville native, Kenny Bennett is the owner and operator of Train 360 Nutrition, Recovery, Apparel, and Sports and Fitness. He has appeared on Million Dollar Mile, Talk of the Town, and ESPN as the performing coach for Jimmy V. He has also spent time training athletes with Battleground Academy, MTSU, and Lipscomb University. He's currently the strength and conditioning coach for Northeast High School Basketball and consults with other programs all over the Clarksville.
So he's like a superstar.
A lot. What a busy
man. Welcome to
the podcast. What a busy man indeed. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for coming.
I appreciate y'all having me. I'm excited about this.
I'm super excited. So let's talk about a little bit of Train 360. How did it even come about?
I grew up here. You know, that's where I was born and raised. I know we didn't have this growing up. I was an athlete, three-sport athlete, and, you know, basically I went to school, had a bunch of injuries, so I did a lot of physical therapy, things of that nature. That's kind of where I fell in love with, you know, just rehabbing myself and trying to figure out how to get back to it. And, my goal was to jump up, have a high vertical, so I trained myself to get that. And, you know, then I graduated, got my master's degree in exercise science. And then that's when, you know, I wanted to bring it back instead of, you know, taking my talent somewhere else. I wanted to bring it back, especially for our community, for the Black community. So that's where it came about. The name just kind of stuck with me. You know, we want to do three things in 60 minutes. So that's where 360 came from. I don't know if y'all knew that.
Okay. I was thinking of a year thing, but okay.
So it's more we want to reset the body, so that's where we work on mobility and things of that nature, making sure y'all moving well. And then we do resistance, so that's your strength training, your metabolic conditioning. And then our third piece is the recovery part. So we try to educate, you know, our people on recovering the proper ways, and that's where y'all sitting at right now. So
it's like a mood setter.
That's what I try to get it to.
And you have this with another person, right?
Yes. Tim is the other trainer. He's a certified personal trainer. He's been training about 7 years, former Marine. So yeah, me and him, we grew up together. We've been best friends since diapers. So when he got out, I was like, come on, let's rock.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And I really like that because, like you said, I wasn't born in Clarksville, but I've been here way too long. And I went to Clarksville High. And like you said, this was not here. No. Right? Wildcats. I know, you're Rossby, right? But like you said, it wasn't here in Clarksville. And now that I'm kind of leaving, I'm seeing that Clarksville is growing. Popping, like downtown, who knows what it'll look like in 3 years. But why Riverside? Why here?
To be honest, if I give y'all the rundown, when I got back, I was training a lot of the high school athletes in my mom's garage in the basement.
Okay.
So that kind of blew up. At any given time, I have 8, 9, 10 athletes in the garage, and we're going outside, running up the hill. We're doing all kind of stuff. Eventually, you know, I just saved my money. I ended up going to a church, and they let me use their gym, Family Life Center. What is that? First Missionary Baptist on Trenton.
Okay.
They had some issues with, like, I guess fire codes or mold or something. So they was like, yo, you got a week to get out. So I had bought all this equipment. And, you know, so I just took it, put it in my mom's garage, and I was kind of stuck for a minute. And then I just so happened to be driving down Riverside one day and saw the for sale sign and got out the car and called the guy. And psh, We've been here ever since. Yep. And this is a good spot. It's like right in the middle of Clarksville, so it's kind of easy for everybody to get here. So I like this location a lot.
Definitely don't have to travel far because it's either in Fort Campbell or like somewhere far as Sango. So it's got that little in between.
It really is.
And you're next to Austin Peay.
Austin Peay.
I would have wished I'd known when I was in Austin Peay. But as of 2021, you guys have been open for 4 years?
Going on 5 in October.
Oh, awesome. So what are we going to do for our anniversary?
We're going to turn up.
I feel like with your turn up, that means if we come to work out, that means extra reps. You know, Five reps of everything, times five sets, for sure. Definitely can't.
As long as y'all know.
So, if you've been to Kenny's workout.
There's a hill here, too.
I think I'd rather run to the stop sign rather than the flag, but we're not going to talk about that. So the athletes you trained way before, where are they now?
A lot of them ended up going D1 and playing. Three of them played for Austin Peay. Alex Poitras, he played in the NBA, I think 3 seasons. And now he's over in Russia playing overseas.
Oh, wow.
They're still, a lot of them are still playing or either coaching somewhere. So
That's awesome. Yeah. How's being a performance coach for Northeast?
I love it. I like the high school atmosphere. Everybody wants, even me, I wanted that, pro job to be in the NBA and things of that nature. But that's easy. You know what I'm saying? They're making millions of dollars. They got money to spend on their bodies. And, they've been doing this for long. It's easy to coach those guys, or easier. Mm-hmm. You know, these high schoolers, some of them never touched a weight in their lives. So, It's kind of cool being able to, kind of groom them up in the gym and teach them how to, do certain things, and then seeing them blossom. I had some of those. I've been there for, this would be my 5th year.
Okay.
At Northeast. But
so you had like a full class.
Yeah, I had a full, and they just graduated. And to see those guys when they were freshmen and then, see them as seniors and they didn't got swole. And they got, It's pretty dope. So I love it, I wouldn't change
it. Is there a difference between training here at your own shop versus training the high schoolers?
At Northeast they don't have a lot of stuff to work with, so I got a handful of dumbbells. Some of the dumbbells don't match, some of them missing pieces and hanging off broke. But other than that, we figure out ways. Basically we got bars, racks, and dumbbells, and I work with what I can. I'll say it's easier training here because I know my spot. I know what equipment I got and, kind of how to maneuver it. But
But you have a program here at Train 360, right, for the kids to come and train with you. Is that correct?
Yeah. So a lot of the athletes in Clarksville, we got baseball players, soccer players, MMA fighters. And I have a high school group that comes. I got a middle school group. And then we're going to bring back the kids group. That's probably my favorite of all. We call that one Fundamentals. And basically, they just have fun. These are elementary kids. So I set up little obstacle courses, let them jump and crawl under things and stuff like that, and they have a blast.
Just
so,
have fun.
Yeah.
How does one get into that if they wanted to get their kid into there?
You can follow us on Facebook and shoot us a message, or, we got a website, train360.com, and it's spelled 360. And you can go there and fill out a form, and we'll be in contact to get set up. And pretty much you can hit us up on any social media. I'm always on my phone checking it. So
So for the adult side, what kind of programs do you have?
We have our group classes, our group metabolic conditioning boot camp. And we have that for our adults, and we also have the private. So we do personal training, one-on-ones for the people that, need a little more attention, or, they may have some kind of injury or something that's holding them back. We've been seeing that a lot lately, so I like working with those people too. We have a lot of special populations. So we got a girl with cerebral palsy, one with spinal bifida. Y'all can go check him out. He just played last night, but he's in the Paralympics. His name is Zach Buehler. He's in Tokyo right now.
Awesome.
Gold ball. They just beat, I think, Lithuania last night. Yeah, so he's been doing real good. So we,
Olympic
athletes.
All right.
Yep, and they're blind, so, or partially blind. We got a lot of special populations, but mainly our adult group class. it's not like where everybody's doing the same thing at the same time. You know, we got different stations, and you'll go through that station and then move on to the next one. It's more HIIT training. And, you know, we burning a lot of calories, doing a lot of moving, and we getting after it. So.
We're over here saying, like, yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah. No, for sure.
I definitely, when Natalia and I go to his classes, we got, like, older. There's, like, a variety of ages there. Mm-hmm. And, like, us being, what, like, 26, 27, then there's, like, ladies in their 30s and 40s, and they're just, like, powered out.
Yeah, we're oh, like, my gosh. No, I look at them.
Absolutely. You know, and we're taking a walk, and they're running. And I'm like, they're man, running. I want to be like you, whatever. Right. So you're definitely getting your workout. For sure. For sure. But how do you create the workouts?
We try to keep it as simple as possible. Well, I try to, as far as with you guys, but we give you a lot of variety. But basically, in a nutshell, to give y'all kind of a rundown, we're always going to foam roll. I like foam rolling, massaging the muscle. My biggest thing is safety, making sure, you know, nobody's getting hurt or pulling anything while working out. Then we do some band work. That's kind of turning your brain on. Basically, you want your brain, your neuromuscular system to be working. Letting the body know, hey, we're about to get to work. Let's turn on these muscles. We warm up. Then we do our metabolic conditioning. That's kind of where we have some fun with it. I can throw anything at y'all. So the sled, the bike, you know, the ski erg, we're throwing medicine balls, swinging kettlebells, all kind of stuff like that. And then as far as the strength part, I normally program that like a month out. And we're always gonna do a push, a pull, a knee dominant movement, and a hip dominant movement, and then we switch that up. So some weeks or some days it'll be single leg or unilateral. Mm-hmm. Some days it's bilateral where we're using both limbs at the same time. But in any given session, you're gonna get a full body workout, and that's kind of how we program it out throughout the month.
Mm. Now I know you don't like treadmills. Why?
I don't mind it if you're doing it on your own, but I'm not the type of trainer that's going to, you know, take your money back, go get on the treadmill for 20 minutes.
You're going to utilize outside.
And, you know, yeah, and right. coming out of college, I went in, you know, applied for different gyms, and that's what they want you to do. They take their money, put them on the treadmill for 30 minutes, and then work them out for 30 minutes, and that's like, damn. For what? You know,
right.
You can do that on your own to get here early and get on the treadmill on your own. Like, when you're working with me, I want you to be working. Nothing wrong with the treadmill. I just know in 30 minutes, if you're walking on the treadmill in 30 minutes, you burn 300 calories. I could do that in 10.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can get you burning 300 calories in 10, 15 minutes.
All that work for only 300?
Huh?
I said all that work on the treadmill for 300.
300, yep. Yeah, so I mean, it's cool for the people, you know, that need the low impact stuff. But if you really want to get a bang for your buck, especially coming in the gym, you just want to, you know, do it other ways and kind of do the treadmill. I'll leave the treadmill stuff up to y'all on your own. So, yeah.
I definitely say that when I do go to a gym that's not yours, I kind of try to utilize what we do with you. You know,
good.
She be like, sometimes she'll be like, you're worse than Kenny. I'm like, impossible.
But no, what it
makes my workouts not boring, because I definitely hate doing the same workouts, and I definitely take my favorite thing I do here is taking the little plate and taking it on the ground and just pushing it on the floor. She hates it.
You like that one?
I do.
I'm shocked.
Why?
Nobody likes that. Oh, it's like a bear crawl.
It's the worst.
Nobody likes that.
It's my favorite workout ever because I hate jumping. I'd rather like weightlift all day. Cardio's not my friend, but ask me to pull or just do something on the floor. I'm good. Don't get ideas, right?
I keep
right?
that in mind, yeah.
Well, what would you say to the younger crowd like me who this spends their free time on the couch?
I was just about to say, y'all are so excited about this working out, and I'm like, none of this is interesting. Not interesting. It's very interesting, but it's like,
how do you
go to the gym?
Right. Well, how do you talk to those people, and how do you bring them into your gym?
I call it slow cook approach. So we like whenever somebody comes in here, I mean, it's just about starting. And once you get started, and we try to make the atmosphere, you know, So you want to come work out. Right. You know what I'm saying? Not even like, oh, I got to go work out. It's like, oh, I get to go work out. I get to go work on myself. And that's pretty much what we doing. We try to, you know, we make fun. We play good music. Me and Tim joke around. We might roast you a little bit or get on you, you know. But we make it fun to where, you know, people want to come in and want to train. But to those people, you know, that don't want to work out or don't feel it, I mean, you just got to find a why and then just start small. So even if it's just 10 minutes a day and you just get up and stretch. But, I mean, health, you know, health is wealth. So, you know, you gotta exactly. do something.
Mm-hmm. I definitely say you also like just build a community over mm-hmm. there. There be some times where we're both like, mm-hmm. are we going to the gym today? And then we think about not only just Kenny and Tim, but we think about the ladies
yeah,
and
the ladies we work out with.
That we work out with, and they'd be like, oh, we know they're gonna say something if mm-hmm. we're not gonna be there. Oh, so yeah. really, it's just like
because every time,
yeah, they'd be like, where were you Monday? Yeah, but like,
right.
But no, it's just like, oh, okay, I want to see my workout buddies. Yeah. So I'm definitely like building a community if that helps you motivate you get off the couch. But I definitely say the worst thing for me when it comes to like working out, I'll work out all day, but my eating habit is mm-hmm. really bad. Mm-hmm. So what can I do to?
Same thing. Again, we like how I envision it, you mm-hmm. know, is in order to make a lifestyle change, you got to make it as simple as possible. You know, people want to weigh food, count calories, and do all this stuff. No, we don't got time for that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I like the same thing.
basically how we do it, I mean, is you get a, what we give our people, we give them a list. It's like, hey, you eat from this, get mm-hmm. rid of this. And it's got all kind of in, like stuff on there, like vegetables, fruits, anything you can have is on this list. Get rid of these things on this list. Proteins, carbs, healthy fats, things of that nature. And then basically, I show you a picture. We do portion control with your hand. So you know,
that's nice.
Yeah. So protein, you want that to be a palm size. So whatever your palm size is, that's how much meat you should have if you're eating meat. Fist is your vegetables. All right. So closed fist is that's how much vegetables you should have on the plate. Cupped handful. So it's a little bit. Cup handful, that's your carbs. So your sweet potatoes, your quinoa, things like that, brown rice, whatever you want. Right. And then the thumb is your healthy fat. So avocados, right. extra virgin olive oil, almonds, things of that nature. Right. And I'd show you a picture of what that plate's supposed to look like. You're supposed to have one fist or two fists, one palm, and do that 3 times a day.
That sounds doable.
And that's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's we try to make it as simple as possible.
It is, because a lot of gyms that I've gone to in the past, because I've, you know, go to a gym, stop going, and it's never broken down that simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like, so you want 6 ounces, like, I don't know what 6 ounces yeah. is. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. But now I gotta go buy a weight.
Right. Right? Right?
That's about right, right? So I think that it's very approachable,
yeah.
especially when you're doing dietary. What do you say to those, like, who go on those strict diets? Like, are there any diets that you are just like, let's not try
keto,
that, maybe
paleo,
this? Yeah, because, I mean, keto, paleo, the juice cleanses,
so
like, yeah. are those things that you see that cause problems when working out?
They don't cause problems. They're just not sustainable. Mm-hmm. So that's the issue with that. I mean, you know, like, you go on a keto diet or a low-carb, or extremely low-carb diet, 9 times out of 10, your energy is going to, you know, fall. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But other than that, I hadn't seen anything crazy. What I will say is, again, they're not sustainable. So mm-hmm. let's say you go on a juicing diet. It's supposed to be 5 days or whatever. You do the juice, you lose 7 pounds. I mean, you instantly get that right back if you don't continue to do that. Same thing with the keto. You're going to gain all that weight right back. Unless you stay mm-hmm. on that diet. But if you do the diet for 2 weeks and then come off of it, you pretty much just killed all of that. So that's the only thing with that is just the sustainability part. You got to stick with it or, you know, it's not going
to. I think a diet, I don't like the word diet because I'm not really like, mentally it doesn't do anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
But intermittent fasting,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's pretty easy. And now mm-hmm. I couldn't do it an all day thing or the 2 day right. thing, but like the 16-8 or whatever.
16-8 hours?
Yeah, so, okay. Most of the time I'm asleep or I'm, like, waking it up. So, like, I won't eat at, like, 8 o'clock past 8 p.m. And mm-hmm. then the next time I eat is, like, after 11.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm
okay.
saying? And then between those times, like, maybe in 8 hours, you mm-hmm. eat not McDonald's and Burger King, but like like you said.
Wait, that's not how you do that?
No, that's sure thinking. Like,
I intermediate fast.
I mean, you can put your McDonald's palm, you know, kind of cut it out if you want.
Yeah,
but
go for it if you want to.
You're going to have the shits later. But, yeah. But like, that, I feel like that's the easiest okay. diet if you wanted to, like.
Yeah.
Do that.
And if you want to do that, just start slow. Some people want to jump right into 16 hours and nah, don't do that.
Yeah.
You feel horrible. But start slow, you know, 10 hours and then move it up to 12 and then 14. But yeah, intermittent fasting works. And if you want to add that up, we got, we call it fasted cardio too. You can do that in the morning if you're doing your intermittent fasting. So as soon as you wake up, about 10 minutes, you can do a lot of like, high fat burning exercises that are quick, maybe mountain climbers. We do get ups. You can do push ups, jump squats, things of that nature. 10 minutes and just get after it. And then you'll eat after that or have your first drink or whatever. But that works too.
So yeah. It does help to work out on an empty stomach. That's like
because you're not going. I wouldn't come in here and work out on an empty stomach because you're gonna throw up. Like, honey, yeah, but you know, I'm talking 5-10 minutes, quick little fasted cardio workout. You won't feel anything, and it'll wake you up. You know what I'm saying? Get your juices flowing. So, I know I do that in the morning.
That's just so. Getting up and doing things.
Yeah.
I barely want to get up and put clothes on. But that's all, you know, that's a mental.
I'm cool with getting up. It's just how I'm supposed to get up and then, like, do Move. Things.
Let me do my things with this.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of different programs, which is pretty awesome.
I know you have the Train 360 Challenge that we did. Let's talk about a little bit about that one.
So what
gave,
is that?
Yeah. So you gave us, like, a sheet, like you said, where vegetables, carbs, fats, proteins, all the do's and don'ts. You remember that?
Yeah.
It's a little picture program that he gave us, and it was about basically a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but the first week was like cut out this detox sheet, and I think that was like the
getting rid of processed foods.
So, what are like some of the top 5 foods that you say get rid of in your diet?
Processed foods. sugar. Anything that's gonna be. Yeah, anything that's gonna be, you know, just look at it. If it expired in 2 years, you probably shouldn't be eating that. You know what I'm saying?
Fair.
So not fair. The Swiss rolls. I eat boxes every week.
What do you eat?
Swiss rolls.
Oh
yeah.
Thank the good Lord for your fast metabolism.
Oh my
good
God.
Lord.
Almost every other day.
I think it was pretty hard, the sugar part, because we had to, like, everything I bought in the store, I was like looking at the ingredients. And it, you know, usually 30-minute trip at the store took about 2 hours, you know? That's when you start seeing people, and I was like, all right, I gotta go.
I thought it was funny, because I started doing keto, so I already cut out sugars and stuff. So then when she got it, she had been making fun of me prior about the sugar thing. She's like, oh, you don't have sugar? Why are you acting like that? Because I was all no energy. And then that week came, and I said, so what now? I feel fine.
I was so angry. Like, every little thing, I was like, damn, I can't have this.
She's like, I don't know what to eat.
And
I think
it's hard.
That week you were, like, heavy on the eggs. Well, I feel like I remember you being like,
everything
I'm eating eggs.
Eggs
a lot this week.
My protein base was very high.
Crazy.
But no, and it's hard because, like, if you're on the go all the time, there's not a lot of, like, places where you can be like, oh, I can have this without having to worry with a lot of sugar or processed food.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's
even in the grocery store, there's like limited
really
options.
You basically have to shop around. Like,
in
the middle.
But we cut you off with the list. What was the rest of the things you should cut out of your diet?
Oh, I mean, processed foods is like
the number one.
Yeah, under that, you got all kind of stuff. So you got your box dinners or your box foods.
Oh, people
you got
love
your
them.
You got your Swiss rolls, your honey buns, your cereals, things of that nature. Anything processed. And again, it's life. So I say, you know, during the week, try to do as much as you can, as good as you can on the weekend. You can ball out, do your thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I'm a cookie person. So I got to have cookies. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to be like, oh, you can't eat this ever. Now, during the challenge, it was a challenge. So we like, yo, I need y'all to try to go a week without this so y'all can get used to it.
That would be a challenge.
Right. But again, and it's other things you could do while eating. It's psychology behind it. I won't get deep, but even, you know,
we can get a little deep.
But it is.
Watching TV when you're eating, you know what I'm saying? You don't even realize what you're doing because you're watching TV. I tell people to eat until you're satisfied, not until you're full. So, you know, when y'all eating and you got to get that little sit back, get that second wind and come back. Like when you got to do that, it's over. Just wrap it up. Mm-hmm. Save it for lunch tomorrow. You don't have to. I know our parents used to be like, you better finish that plate before you get up from the table.
Also,
you know what I'm saying? So they kind
of
traumatized us with that. We got PTSD on that. But, you know, once you start to feel full, it's over. Like, you're done. Mm-hmm. You can stop eating and save it for later, save it for tomorrow. But, yeah, that, turning off the TV and, like, really paying attention to what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You can have a conversation with your significant other or whatever. And you'll start to see, you know, you enjoy food a little more.
True.
You're eating slower. Mm-hmm. Once you eat slower, you're going to get full faster. Or you're going to get satisfied faster. But when you're watching TV and you like eating food, you're not even realizing what's going on. And you're eating so fast. And then, boom, you didn't finish your whole plate.
Ice cream.
And you stuffed.
Yeah.
I mean,
ice cream
stuffed.
Don't last a day in my house.
Yeah.
Dang. I've never been an ice cream person.
What?
I don't know why. Never been.
Not even with cookies in it?
No. I mean, I'll eat it. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not going to the grocery store to buy it. But if it's there, I'll eat it.
I understand that because I'm not a sweets person.
Yeah.
But if you put a bag of chips in front of me, I'm gonna murder that family size bag. No problem.
Oh baby, I did that yesterday. I did Cheetos.
Yeah, you literally were leaving. Like,
yeah,
I had
a family bag size of Cheetos in my
family. Yeah. So I'm assuming that goes under the processed foods.
Oh,
I
for
mean,
sure.
Like, yeah, they can. You know, sugar I get,
for
but.
Sure.
My chips?
Yeah.
No, I definitely should probably sign up for these programs because diabetes does run in my family. Mm-hmm. And I'll catch myself like pick up a piece of candy and like salivate. And I'm like, ugh, that's a problem. That's a problem. So maybe I should, you know, do a challenge.
Yeah.
I definitely try to get my parents to do the same because, like you said, diabetes, high cholesterol, mm-hmm. high blood pressure, mm-hmm. all that. And I'm like, y'all. Mm-hmm. Not only do we have COVID, but you're going to have, like, this bad immune system, and it's going to go uphill for them.
Right.
And
is that one of the reasons why you kind of brought it to, because, I mean, you're obviously a Black man, so, like, bringing that to this neighborhood, I don't say neighborhood, but bringing it here in Clarksville, like, do you see that is, like, you're getting more engagement from, POC
and
communities that might not have done it otherwise?
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to do, you know, because we didn't have this, so, and it's crazy, you know, because once I started seeing that people come in here, and I'm talking to them, and I'm like, yeah, we gotta slow down on the carbs. What's a carb? I'm like, whoa. I'm thinking that's common knowledge, but it's not, you know, and I'm like, dang. So I'm actually in the process right now of setting up some lectures that I'm going to do. I taught at MTSU. I taught fitness education for adults. I was an adjunct for 2 years. So I'm going to kind of bring that lecture here, and we'll do it, you know, every once in a while, and basically just educate, you know, and anybody can come, but you know, educate my community on, you know, healthy ways, especially now and what we got going on with this COVID. I'm seeing people, you know, they shouldn't be getting as sick off of this thing, you know, in the hospital for 3-4 weeks and they're my age. And I'm and I know for a fact, if your immune system was high, if you were doing the right things, it wouldn't be hitting you as hard. Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be bringing that here soon, these lectures, and hopefully, you know, we get a lot of good attendance and things.
I agree, because I think that would be great. Just like, I don't know necessarily for the workout portion. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that you'll have a lot of opportunities for that, but I think nutrition is such a overlooked, I mean, from our actual education system, what teachers are supposed to tell you. Even up to like parents, like, you know,
because they don't know,
right? They never were taught. So I think having that nutritional lecture of like, hey, this is what a carb is, this is what it does to your body. Right. Like that is such a lack of knowledge. And I think that you being the professional that you are would just give such a wealth of knowledge mm-hmm. to a lot of people who have no idea where to start.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
It's even looking on the internet sometimes, it's like,
it's crazy. It's too insane. Much. Too much information. It really is. Yeah, it's too much.
And you don't know where to exactly. who to trust.
No, honestly, overload. You know, because everyone's just trying to like get that money, like mm-hmm. grab your money. But like, here's a whole PowerPoint. Just read that. I'm mm-hmm. like, I don't understand it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
So yeah, that's what I plan on doing. So and breaking it down again, mm-hmm. I like making things easy. So I want to talk to people just like I'm talking to y'all now. And you know, instead of using all this scientific terms and confusing mm-hmm. people, I do that even when we're working out. You know, yeah. I'm like, your glute medius. And they're like, what? Your butt. Like, yeah, squeeze your butt. Yeah. Squeeze your butt.
So how did the pandemic affect Training 360 for you?
Oh, we had to shut down for about 4 months.
Okay.
Yeah, well, 3.5. So, I mean, it was rough. You know, but luckily, you know, we still did some things as far as we did some online programming. Okay. I was shooting out online programs. I did one-on-ones at my house. But, you know, I tried to get it in as much as possible. But, you know, we were down for about 3.5. We're slowly getting back as far as, you know, financially where we want to be. But, mm-hmm. You know. Shout out to God. We were able to stick through it, and we still here. So I saw a lot of businesses having to shut their doors and things mm-hmm. of that nature. So the fact that we still here is a blessing.
Do you still have that online program?
Yeah. So okay. I do it. So basically, we have an app, a Train 360 app. And basically, if you want to train with me online, I'll, you know, get all your information, send you a questionnaire, mm-hmm. you fill it out, and then I'll put your workouts on the app, and it's got videos, mm-hmm. it's got descriptions on how to do the workout and things of that nature, and you're able to do that. And what I'm going to be bringing here soon, I got a lot of stuff, too much going on, but with this whole recovery thing, that's another thing. I'm seeing a lot of people with issues, you know, back, low back, shoulders, knees, and things of that nature. And mm-hmm. I'm having a lot of people come in here saying, you know, I'm getting old, and I got grandkids. I want to play with my yep. grandkids, and I'm hurting, and I already got arthritis. I'm only 40, you know, mm-hmm. things of that nature. So we're going to be bringing that here, and I'm going to start making little programs that, you know, people can do at home to alleviate, you know, some of those pains that they have.
Okay.
Again, quality of life is everything. So mm-hmm. we're trying to do that. And then this isn't officially open, the recovery room. I've been letting people come up here and do their thing. I haven't officially opened it. We're going to open it during our anniversary.
Nice.
But yeah, this will be a spot where people can come. We got the compression legs. We got massage guns. Mm-hmm. We got a meditation mask. We got all kind of stuff. Yeah, it's a mask. You mm-hmm. put it on and it blocks out everything. And it's got headphones mm-hmm. in it. And you can just meditate, man. That thing will put you to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
That's
awesome.
I need that.
And it's guided. So they guiding you while, you know, you got rain in the background, but they're guiding you on how to breathe and things of that nature. But we got all kind of stuff up here.
And what's your anniversary date?
Oh, it's October 1st. I don't know when we're going to actually do the actual party or grand mm-hmm. opening, whatever. But I'm still in the process of doing that, too. So
mm-hmm. I see you have a little ice bucket back there.
No, yeah, I got an ice bath. Yeah, I got
an ice bath. What is that?
Really?
That. I mean, it looks fun.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to restart the ice bucket challenge?
No.
Okay, no.
It's a bath.
You're getting
your whole.
Submerge yourself.
And it's the first 2-3 minutes. It's awful. It's rough. But after that, you just go numb. So.
Right.
Sounds
fun.
This recovery is going, it's basically like, you know, when you get sore muscles or sore and you do something and they say ice it, mm-hmm. it's to say it's ice for the entire body. So you're just icing your body. So, and when you get out, you feel amazing.
Oh, wow.
You do. But that's getting in is terrifying. Yeah.
But have y'all done cryotherapy yet?
No.
Y'all should try that. It's pretty that? Dope. We got one over on Needmore. It's called, is it Revive? I think it's Revive, but it's on Needmore by Penn Station and all that. But basically, it's a big tank. It's probably about the size of inside that closet. and it's like below 0 degrees, but you go in there for 5 minutes and they just freeze you for like 5 minutes. You come out, it's dope.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I was thinking 5 seconds.
Nah, it's five. Nah, it's like it's 5 minutes, but you like this, you know, and they got the little timer running, and it, I mean, but it's cool. Y'all should try it out.
Okay.
I grew up in Illinois, and I know what negative weather feels like.
Oh no, yeah.
But I will happily put my lovely hotheads in
honestly,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watch them go.
Yeah. I wanted to do the ice bath, so
that's
go
it.
Do
it. Yeah,
it's have fun, once. Y'all.
It's fun.
Yeah. I'll probably cry. Just
I mean, I'll
up.
Do it because it's so hot outside. I mean,
right.
Yeah, so I guess now is the best time to do it. But it seems like you have a big community footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious if you are planning that. Like, do you, like, what is your vision to be in the community? Like, who are you?
Oh, I kind of honestly... I just been going with the flow, and the things, they just been coming, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, following God's plan, honestly. To be honest, you know, obviously I wanted to bring this to the community, mm-hmm. and, you know, do it up, but I never expect to be, you know, that figure in the community as far as the fitness guy, or, you know.
I mean, you are well known.
Yeah.
And you are the fitness guy.
Yeah. If I wear, like, anything Train 360, they're like, oh, you go to Train 360, you know, Kenny, and I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've heard some stories like, oh, you should ask him what he looked like in high school.
Right.
And get pictures
right.
of
yeah.
him and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a late bloomer. I probably was 5. I didn't hit my growth spurt to like junior year of high school. So I was like 5'4" or something like that. And
we
then
were almost the same height.
I was.
I was about to say high school was probably not the best.
Yeah.
Short men don't never do well.
Yeah.
It's so sad. It is. Because they grow up and they glow up. And then like all the high school girls are like, dang. What happened?
What happened? Like, he's fine now.
Yeah. That's C'est la vie. Pretty true. Yeah.
So, yep, personal experience. Yep, exactly what happened.
But yeah, like I said, I've just been going with the flow, you know. And I've always wanted to be. I'm involved in the community too, and that's what I want to do. We just did a book bag drive.
Y'all
did
it too.
Yeah, back to school. Yep. Uh huh. We do a hygiene drive around Thanksgiving for homeless people. So we get the bags and put little. To go toothpaste and deodorant and stuff like that. We do that every year. We gave away, me and my dad, we gave away some turkey dinners for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We gave away about 25. We did it again for Juneteenth. We put on the Juneteenth thing and
for
black businesses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we let them come up here and set up shop for free and just, you know, make money. We do a lot of things. Again, we sponsor Rossview Middle School as far as the little, I don't know what you call that thing, but I guess it's a sponsorship, whatever. But we do that. I've gone to various middle schools and high schools and talked about, you know, entrepreneurship and things of that nature. So, mm-hmm. you know, whatever people ask, you know, I'm there. I've, you know, worked with some of the Section 8 housing as far as fitness programming for Lincoln Homes and Summer Heights. So, you know, I'm open for anything as long as it's helping my community and it's positive. I'm down.
So are you for this community center that they're trying to open in North Clarksville?
Oh, yeah. Boy, is this the big one with the soccer fields and things?
Yeah,
we need something like that. I'm all for it. So I like it. I like the idea. I wish they would put it
closer.
but I'm cool with that. I think this little event center they finna put right here is finna go up.
Oh,
right? That's finna turn Clarksville up.
Man.
And it's right by the gym, so.
It really is.
No publicity.
Perfect. It's by the college,
publicity.
By the gym.
Man, it's right here. I'm ready for it, too.
Everybody's gonna come in on Saturday morning and get a
turn-up
tea because they're going to need
it. That's it. Yeah.
There we go. Man, those teas are really good. I was not expecting them to be good. They were like, oh, you should get a tea. And I was like, yeah, whatever. I'm about to waste $5. That's fine. But it was actually good. And I drank the entire thing.
And the amount of energy it gives you.
Yo, we'll get it a lot before like his workouts because we're just a long day at work.
No, I can't have all that liquid.
Baby, I'm all of a sudden like, how many reps are we doing?
Like, oh, gosh. Oh, just 4?
But then that's back because he'll come and be like, do another row.
Yeah, right. Y'all moving fast today. Let's do another set.
But I like mimosa. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. I like the pink Starburst.
What's the one with the fizzy? The 3-6 hangover.
Hangover.
Mm-hmm. That one's.
And then for his protein shakes, I do love banana pudding. I mean, that's just like my dessert. Like,
that one's easy.
I haven't had the protein shake.
Oh, they're good. They're real good.
It's good and thick, and it's just like, I'm full now.
I need to have this iced coffee because I keep seeing it on your Instagram. That.
It's fire. Yeah, it's fire.
We should have got
that. Yeah, yeah, I gotta try that one out. Yeah.
Oh wait,
I'll let them try the iced coffee and then I'll come back. I'm kind of bratty about my coffee intake.
She works at Starbucks,
so I'm super bratty about my coffee. That's just honest.
Out of everything all the time, but
don't come for me, okay?
Okay,
vamos.
So for our listeners, what are your hours that you're open for the 360 Nutrition?
Yeah. We're open 9 to 1 for the nutrition, and then 4 to 7. So 9 to 1, 4 to 7, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday we're open 10 to 2. Oh, so if you want to come get your little turn up tea before you go shopping or whatever, go ahead.
And then you also have a Saturday class, right?
Uh huh. Saturday sweat. That's probably one of our harder classes. Oh, yeah. That's at 11. Speaking of, y'all didn't come this whole week.
It's okay.
Oh, wow. I'm quarantined.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Anyway,
I
put y'all on blast.
Told her yesterday. I said, "Dang, you probably gonna bring up how we."
Yeah, I had to think about that just now. I'm like, "Wow, they didn't come at all this week."
It's been, you know, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna rescue my friends for a second
as we look down.
So let's say that I'm not ready to necessarily commit. Is there a way that people can come and like visit your classes? So to kind of take a look-see, kind of get a feel for things.
We got an open door policy, so if you want to walk in and just check us out, that's fine. Everybody's first class or first session is free. So if you want to give out a little trial class or bring a friend, that's fine. But yeah, if you want to just walk in and kind of see how we do things, if you're nervous, you can do that. Or, you know, you can go to the website route and sign up and just come in for an assessment. And basically, it's like 30-minute consultation. You come in, I take you on a tour. You know, we go over your goals and things of that nature, and I kind of show you what you're getting into. And then from there, you can decide if you want to just drop in. But we don't just have group memberships. We got drop-in rates, too. Mm-hmm. So if you want to just drop in the class, it's just $10.
Mm-hmm.
Drop
in the
class. Yep.
So you said set goals. What are some of the, like, because I know I have just ridiculous goals for losing weight and stuff. Mm-hmm. So do you, well, one, let me ask two questions. One, what are some of the craziest ones that you're like, oh, that's like, you can do impossible. This, but it's damn near impossible. Do you tell them or do you like?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to let you know. I got, you know, you got women that come in. They're like, oh, I got a trip in 3 weeks. I need to lose 15 pounds. I'm like, good luck. You had to go on that.
What a miracle.
Yeah, that's where those extreme diets and taking the fat loss pills and things come into play. That could be dangerous, you know, losing that much weight that fast. Like I said, it's not that it isn't possible. It can happen. It's just a matter of how you get to it. Is that going to be healthy for you? But yeah, things like that, or, you know, I got athletes coming in and they jump 20-inch vertical. I got to get them 25 in a month. I'm like, how? You know? It's going to take longer than that. Again, for everybody, it's a process, man. Mm-hmm. You can't come to it thinking, you know, I know some people have unrealistic goals. And basically what we try to do is, you know, just I take the goal and be like, well, how much is that going to be? If you want to lose, let's say you want to lose 100 pounds in a year. It's 12 months. I'm like, well, how many pounds is that a month? Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I got to lose, you know, 12 pounds a month or whatever that is. And I'm like, okay, how you going to do that? How many is that a week? And how you going to play? And then they start to think like, oh, okay. You know? I'm like, it's going to take some time. You know, like I'll use one of our clients, for example. She just hit her 70. She just lost 70 pounds. She just hit it.
Nice.
She went from 220 to 150.
Oh, wow.
So but she's been with us for 3 years. But she was one of the ones that, oh, man, I'm only losing 1 pound a week. Yeah. I'm only, you know what I'm saying? And I need to lose more. And I'm like, it's a process. Mm-hmm. It happens. Like,
it's
not going to happen overnight. Yeah, so.
So we have two myth or fact questions for you.
Okay.
The first one, lifting heavy weight makes you bulky.
Myth.
Myth?
Myth.
Why?
Lifting heavy weights?
Yeah.
No, it's a matter of how you lift in the heavy weight, first of all. And bulk comes from hypertrophy. training, which What's is that? Between eight. So that's when you're doing heavier weights, but uh-huh. you're staying between 8 and 12 and things of that nature. If you want to live heavy and you're only doing 1 to 2 reps, you're not gonna get bulky off of that. It's called time under tension. So time under tension training is what puts muscle on people. So that's how I would train. You know what I'm saying? But for y'all, if I say, you know, go deadlift that 5 times, mm-hmm. you're fine. Mm-hmm. You're going to get stronger and you're not going to get bulkier. Mm-hmm. That's why. So, yeah, myth.
All right. Mm-hmm. Number two, all I need to do to lose weight is work out.
No. You got, I mean, you guys come, what, 3-4 times a week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's how many hours in a week? Like 100 and, how many is it? Somebody, wow. anybody? 100? Oh,
the math.
24 times 7. Yeah. Do it.
Is it like
oh, you were doing
168? I think.
Sure. Okay. We'll take that number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody mm-hmm. fact check me because y'all going to, yeah.
Time.
Y'all going to talk
about 168.
Okay.
I was decent in math. Oh. I was all right.
That's an entrepreneur.
Money. But, so y'all in here 4 hours out of 168. So those other 164 hours, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you work out an hour a day, that's still only 7 hours mm-hmm. out of 168. So you got to be eating the right things. We got to be getting enough sleep. Sleep plays a big role in recovery and how your body adapts to training. If you're only getting 4 hours of sleep, you're robbing mm-hmm. yourself that ability to recover. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. And then managing stress levels. It's also a big thing. If your cortisol level is always high and you're always in that fight or flight mode, your body ain't going to be able to adapt to what's going on around it. So it's mm-hmm. going to be harder to kind of get those results. So we want to have – it's good to have cortisol and have that, you know, fight or flight, but you also got to have a parasympathetic nervous system going too, and that's your calm relaxation where you can chill out, recover, get some sleep, come back, do it the next day. And then, you know, again, with the nutrition, I want people to start thinking about it as like fuel and not just food. Like, start mm-hmm. thinking, how is this fueling my body? How is this fueling my workout? How is this fueling my recovery? Things of that nature, instead of just, ooh, it's food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's comfort.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it really is. Look
at that plate and be like, how is this going to help me? Is this going to, you know?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on to this podcast.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. This is my favorite topic.
Had a good time. Yeah.
So where can people find, I know that was a weird sound. Where can people find Train 360?
Instagram, Train 360, again, it's spelled 360. Mm-hmm. We're on Instagram, Train 360, Facebook, Train 360. My website, train360.com.
If they wanted to come to the gym, where are you at?
Oh, as far as location?
Mm-hmm.
323 North Riverside Drive, Clarksville, mm-hmm. Tennessee, 37040.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's
right beside Kelly Big Burger. So, you know.
Literally, sometimes we'll be running and be like, you smell fries?
You smell that?
Man.
Man.
Like, I'm hungry.
Man, me too. I come out like, dang. I'm tempted.
No, not for Kelly. It's Johnny's all day, though.
Right. Johnny's over Kelly's.
Okay.
100%.
Okay. Is it still open?
Right.
It's been a minute. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not from here.
Y'all finna go get a fried honey bun?
No.
Oh, no. That's never. One thing I can't do.
That's diabetes.
Side story. Diabetes. This one next to me after one of your workouts.
Shout out to one of your friends, by the way.
Right. Yeah. We already told him. Went to Fat Shack. Right after, wow. Or was it before?
No, it was after.
It was after, and then she was like, "Yo, my stomach."
So,
I said, "I bet it is."
You got one of them sandwiches?
No, I just got the burgers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I also got fried stuff.
Those
too.
Sandwiches ain't no joke.
Those sandwiches
yeah,
ain't no joke.
Oh, they're combination sandwiches.
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's crazy.
It makes me happy.
I mean, so they taste good. They do.
They
but
do.
It's one of them things where it's like afterwards, you're like, that was a life Lord. Decision yeah. that I made. How am I ever going to recover?
100%.
Like, yeah. It's so good,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
You got to smoke first, and then it eases the...
We're not saying smoke the drugs, but if you get your hands on some
not
Fat Shack.
The drugs, no, just weed.
Hold on.
Be more specific.
Not the drug.
Right. And on that note.
I need the herb.
Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Melanin Speaking Podcast. I almost said .com, but that's not us. And then email us if you have any questions for Kenny or just want to comment about this podcast at melaninspeaking4@gmail.com. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye, guys.